You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Hey, I've Got a New Book podcast, starring Logan D. and Richard S. Today's book is The Loud House, Book 10, The Many Faces of Lincoln Loud, by the Loud House Creative Team, published by Paper Cuts. And now, here's Richard and Logan.
Hey Logan, I got a new book.
Cool, what is it?
It's an early review copy of Loud House, The Many Faces of Lincoln Loud. It was released on August 10th, just a few days ago. Published by Paper Cuts. Check your local bookstores for a copy.
Who is the author?
A bunch of writers and artists from Nickelodeon.
Is the book one big story or a bunch of little stories?
A bunch of little stories.
Who are the main characters?
Clay McBride and Lincoln Loud.
Tell me about Lincoln Loud.
Lincoln Loud is 11 years old, and he's the only Loud House boy in the house.
What do you mean, the only Loud House boy?
He's the only Loud House boy in the house.
Why is it called Loud House?
Because the whole entire family is loud. Even the parents.
Who's Clyde McBride?
Clyde McBride is Lincoln Loud's friend. Best friend.
How old is he?
11, same age as Lincoln Loud.
Ah, is Lincoln an older child, or does he have siblings?
What are siblings?
Siblings are like brothers or sisters.
Yes, he has brothers and sisters. Well, more likely just sisters. 5 older sisters and 5 younger sisters. Lori is the oldest. Lily is the baby, 15 months old. And then there was Lenny, Luna, Luann, Lola, Lucy, Lana, and Lisa, and Lynn.
So he basically has 10 sisters?
Yes.
That's a lot of sisters. Could you imagine having 10 sisters?
Or could you imagine having 10 sisters? Because you already have one. Now you might have 9 more.
My mom's not getting pregnant again. Are there any stories you liked with the sister?
Nope. I wouldn't like the one when Lincoln Loud and his best friend were together.
What did they do?
So the funny part is that they were excited that they got a new game, but the weird part is that they had to read a whole entire manual about it. And it was 30 minutes of reading, and Lincoln Loud was snoring while Clay McBride was reading. And then he only gets 30 minutes of video time.
That is actually my least favorite chapter.
Why?
I just don't like. Lincoln really wanted to play the game. He waited super long to play the game and didn't get to play it.
He waited 30 minutes.
Without playing. All he did just sit there and do nothing.
But what if he played it once he left?
I don't know if he would.
Well, he might. He just skipped the whole entire manual and started playing.
Ah.
Are there any stories with the sisters you like?
Well, the sisters are in basically every other story there is. And so basically it's in my favorites. They're in my favorite story, the last story. It's the one where they're all going out on Halloween and they all go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, Canning Haunting at Haunting Manor. That's what it's called. That's actually my second favorite one because it's really funny. Like, first they got small pieces, but then they got a lot more. They got big ones. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because first, like, eh.
What was your favorite Halloween trick-or-treater? Out of them all, which one did you like the best? When they got hit by candy?
No, my favorite one is when there were the two trick-or-treaters and there was this fancy guy who had, I think it was, I'd say cloth over the candy, and I pulled it off and it was a piece of candy.
It was a few pieces of really good candy.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. When they were like, when they were drooling.
Because I really wanted it.
What's your favorite?
I think my favorite one was when the baby and one of the other sisters, I don't quite know, remember the name, but off the top of my head, but they were dressed up as a kangaroo with a baby kangaroo, and she filled their candy bag up with candy.
Yeah, but I also remember the one where the mom saw them in the hall, and she grabbed the vacuum full of candy, and then her eyes were all hot, and then she shoot out a whole bunch of candy at the door. And then she was like smiling and said goodbye.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, Rich.
Yeah, that one's also pretty funny that she was like,
What character do you like the most?
Lincoln Loud, because he's 11 years old and that he's funny when he was just sitting. I mean, when he got all the candy at the Halloween, like when he kept getting so much candy. And I wanted all of them.
Ah.
What character did you like the most?
My favorite character is Lenny because she can lift two couches, one on each end of a pole with the twins on it.
Yes, she can actually do that. That's also really surprising, right? She can like,
yeah. And she said more weight.
And she can even lift off hard cement in a bucket, like, yeah, my weight, yeah, my weight, yeah, my weight.
But Lincoln ran out of ideas for her, and then Lenny dragged her all the way into the bathroom line because it was really long. And then she said, why'd you drag me into the bathroom line? And then Lenny said, because I thought you said you wanted more weight. And Lincoln was laughing behind her.
Because that, she thought that, she meant, weight longer, but she meant that actually more weight to lift. She got confused. She didn't know, so she just thought, go to the bathroom.
It's called homophones. She got the wrong homophone. They sound the same, but they're spelled different and mean different things.
Yeah.
What character do you like the least?
I like them all about the same. What about you, Logan?
I don't like Luna Loud because she kept on distracting the dentist and doing weird things instead of getting her braces in.
And it's also weird that Mr. Coconuts was there. Remember Mr. Coconuts?
Yep, I remember Mr. Coconuts.
He's weird and creepy.
What story do you like the least?
Model Behavior.
Oh. That story's about Lenny's coworker trick her by making a fake one of her sister to go sister shopping.
Yeah, I don't like that when she, like, seriously, that's weird. I mean, why would she make a copy of her?
Just to be funny. Maybe. Have you seen the cartoon on Nickelodeon before reading this?
No, have you?
Nope. Would you like to see the cartoon after reading this comic?
Yes, because I haven't seen it before. What about you?
I would not really want to see it. I'm not that interested.
Well, it's a lot different as the show. Because the book is different because the book is just different stories, but the show is not. It's one whole entire story.
How do you know if you haven't watched it?
Well, I just know it.
What would you like to see happen in the next book?
I have no idea. What about you?
There's nothing I would like to see happen in the next book. How many chicken nuggets would you give this book?
3. It's because that was all different stories. I thought it would be one whole entire story.
So it disappointed you?
Yes. How many chicken nuggets will you give this book?
5.
Why 5?
Because it has a ton of good stories in it that I really like. And also, what's cool about this is a bunch of different writers and artists read it, like you said, but they all made it look exactly the same. Like, one person wrote it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's really weird, though, that you gave it all 5 nuggets.
Is there anything else you would like to add, Richard?
Nope. What about you?
Nope.
This has been the Hey Got New Book podcast. I'm Richard S.
And I'm Logan D.
Check out our show's website at heygotanewbook.blogspot.com.
Follow us on Twitter at Hey Got a Book.
Listen to us on the EMC Podcast Network.
And we are on Google Podcasts,
Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
and Stitcher.
Like our Facebook page, Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast.
Thanks for listening to our show. Bye.
Bye.